Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we have a great show for you today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. Today, we have a lot to learn. Today's topic is e-report.
And the title of our lesson is Put on Some Makeup. Put on some makeup. Marie, you wear makeup, right?
I do. Every day, I put on some foundation, eyeshadow, eyeliner, blush, and lipstick. It makes me look and feel good. You wear makeup too, right, Peter?
Me? No, no, not at all. No, I never wear makeup.
Oh, really? Well, it looks like you're wearing makeup right now.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Actually, all the teachers here wear makeup when they have to go on camera. That's very important.
Yes, they do. And that includes Rebecca. On today's e-report, Rebecca will get her makeup done by our wonderful makeup artist, Alan. Alan is great at doing makeup. All right, friends, well, before we learn more, let's go to our keywords. Here's Jack.
Hello, 我们今天来讲讲化妆这个主题吧。化妆品的英文就是 makeup。Let's talk about makeup today. 在化妆之前一定要先洗脸，确保皮肤清洁。Wash your face so your skin is clean. 名词 skin 就是皮肤。皮肤清洁之后先抹上保湿乳液，这样皮肤才不会太干燥。形容词干燥的是 dry. Is your skin very dry? 然后就要上粉底咯。适当的粉底可以让肤色均匀，也可以遮盖一些皮肤的小瑕疵。It can cover your skin problems. 动词 cover 就是覆盖、遮盖。上了粉底之后，再上一层 powder 粉状的蜜粉。Make sure you put on some powder. 接下来就是眼妆咯。然后最后就是涂口红了。Give some colors to your lips. 名词 lip 就是嘴唇。因为嘴唇有两片，所以讲到嘴唇都是用复数的 lips。今天的节目里会出现很多化妆相关的单字，你不要紧张，一下背不起来也没有关系。建议你第一步先听听这些东西怎么说，这样以后至少听到的时候知道是什么，这样也很厉害咯。
Oh, hello there. I wasn't expecting to see a camera. Well, anyway, hello, friends. Do you recognize me? Yes, that's right. This is Rebecca with e-report. However, I don't have as much makeup on as I usually do. Well, you know, we're getting ready to film SC in about an hour, and I have to go get my makeup on for that. And so today, we're going to learn how to put on makeup for filming. As a matter of fact, anybody who is on TV must wear a lot of makeup. Why? Well, the makeup helps us look good under the bright lights. So all the teachers here at Studio Classroom must also wear makeup, even the guys. So, are you ready to learn how to put on makeup? That is, makeup for filming? Then, let's go. Follow me. Oh, hi, hi. Oh, hello.
Hello, hello.
They're recording. We have to be very quiet. Come on, let's go.
Many people, both men and women, wear makeup every day. They use makeup to improve or change their looks. There are many different types of makeup people buy and use. There is makeup for your face, eyes, cheeks, and for your lips. It isn't very hard to learn how to put on makeup, but applying makeup well takes practice. That's why many TV studios hire professional makeup artists to help their actors do their makeup and their hair.
Today, Rebecca will get her makeup done by a professional makeup artist. She has to film Studio Classroom in 1 hour.
That's right. She is getting ready for another fun day at work. Well, since our topic is about makeup today, let's talk about the word makeup. Can you help us out, Peter?
Well, I think you can explain this stuff better than me.
Okay. Well, makeup changes the way people look. I have some makeup right here. This is my lipstick. This makes my lips pretty and pink. I also have some foundation. This makes my skin look very smooth.
Well, in our lesson, we learned that makeup really helps. Foundation makes your skin look good under the bright lights.
Yes, and since Rebecca will be under some bright lights very soon, she will need a professional makeup artist to put on her makeup. Now, there are many steps to take before putting on makeup. The first thing Rebecca should do is wash her face so her skin is clean.
Well, we learned a little bit about the word skin before. We all have skin. That's important.
Yes, and it's very important to take care of your skin.
So how do you take care of your skin, Marie?
Well, I put on a lot of lotion, and I try not to go into the sun too much.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good idea. Well, I think we'll learn more, but friends, we need to go to part two. Let's watch it together.
The first step to putting on makeup is to make sure your skin is clean. You don't want to put makeup on a dirty face. So the first thing I do before putting on makeup is wash my face. Once my face is clean, I sit down in the makeup chair, and Alan can get to work doing my makeup. Alan is the makeup artist here at Studio Classroom. He does the makeup for all the teachers and actors. You know what? I just found out that I have to take pictures before we start teaching, so I'm going to meet Alan at our other studio, and he's going to do my makeup there. So, let's go meet Alan. Come on. Oh, hey, Shawnee. Nice to see you. Hi. Okay, the studio is over here, and we get to meet Alan, the makeup artist. Let's go inside now. Hey, Alan. Nice to see you. I'm so excited to get my makeup done. It's always fun, right before filming. First thing Alan must do before putting makeup all over my face is he must put moisturizer on my face. Moisturizer helps to keep my face from getting dry, and it is also very good for my skin. Okay, Alan, let's do this. Alan.
After moisturizer, it's time to put on foundation. It is important to use a foundation that is close to the color of your skin. If the foundation on your face is too dark or too light, it looks like you're wearing a mask. There are different ways to apply foundation. Some people use brushes, others use sponges, and others just use their fingers. The foundation helps to make skin look smooth and even. It also covers up any skin problems that you might have. Next, Alan will use some powder to help the foundation stay on. Once the foundation is on my face, it is time to put on my eye makeup. Eye makeup helps to make my eyes look bigger and brighter.
Rebecca's face is all clean and she is ready for the makeup artist to begin.
Yeah, Alan is a wonderful makeup artist here at Let's Talk in English and Studio Classroom. So first he puts on some foundation. Foundation not only helps Rebecca's skin look the same everywhere, but it also covers any skin problems.
You know, I do this often. When I am feeling tired or I look tired, I get dark circles under my eyes.
You do? I never notice.
Well, yeah. You never notice because I cover it with makeup. I don't want you or anyone else seeing my dark circles.
Well, Alan covers Rebecca's skin with foundation. She is looking good so far. Once the foundation is on, the next step is, well, what is it? Let's talk to Jack first.
一旦上了粉底,就开始画眼妆的时候了。 Once the foundation is on my face, it is time to put on my eye makeup. 本句用了连接词 once, 它表达一旦当某事发生时就如何。 once在此跟 when的意思很类似, 只是它的口气更强烈一点。我们来练习一下这种说法。Once Dad gets home, we will eat dinner. 爸爸一到家, 我们就会吃饭。Once everyone leaves, we can clean up. 大家离开了, 我们就可以收拾清扫咯。Thanks,
Jack. Once Rebecca has on her foundation, the next step is... what is the next step?
Well, next, Alan uses powder. This helps the foundation stay on. Now, Marie, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just putting some powder on my face. I look too shiny. This powder will help.
Oh, okay.
But, Peter, yes? I think you need some powder, too.
Oh, no, I'm okay. Thank you, though.
Okay.
I probably have enough powder on right now. But thanks for trying to help. Let's just talk about the next step, and that is putting on eye makeup. Eye makeup will make Rebecca's eyes look bigger and brighter.
Yeah, look at my eyes. Alan did a wonderful job.
Yes, your eyes look great, Marie. Wow, we have learned so much, and there's so much more to learn. But right now, we need to take a break. Friends, we'll be back after this. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, everyone. So, Marie, what do you have in your hand?
Oh, these are my makeup brushes. I use these every day.
Oh, so you don't put makeup on your hands first?
I don't use my hands, but some people do. All right, so this brush is for foundation. This one is for blush. This one is for eyeshadow. And this one is for my eyeliner.
Wow, well, I never knew I'd be learning so much about makeup. Let's find out what happens with Rebecca in this last part.
Okay, friends, I have moisturizer on my face and some foundation and some powder. I must look much different, a lot different than before. And now it's time for the most important part, my eyes. Alan!
There are three main types of eye makeup. First is eyeshadow. Eyeshadow is a colored powder that adds color to my eyes. Second is eyeliner. You can use eyeliner to draw a line around your eye. This makes them look bigger.
Gabe, what are you doing? No, you are not putting eyeliner on my eyes. Yes, go away. Alan!
Finally, you can use mascara. Use mascara on your eyelashes to make them longer and darker. This also helps to make my eyes look wider. Once the eye makeup is done, you can color and shape your eyebrows with eyebrow pencil. Once my eyes and eyebrows are finished, Alan will use some blush to give more color to my cheeks.
The last step is the lipstick. Lipstick gives color to my lips. A good rule to follow is if you use a lot of color on your eyes, then you want to choose less bright lipstick for your lips.
If you have more natural eyes, then you can use a brighter lipstick. Once my makeup is done, it's time to fix my hair. Alan is an amazing hair and makeup artist.
Well, friends, now you can see the difference between when I don't have makeup on and when I do have makeup on. I am definitely ready for my photo shoot now. What do you think? Yes, yes, I know. Alan does a great job with my makeup. Actually, he does a great job every single time with my makeup and my hair. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you next time on E-Report.
Alan colors and shapes Rebecca's eyebrows with an eyebrow pencil. Then he uses some blush to give color to her cheeks.
And the last step is to put on some lipstick. Alan puts lipstick on her to give her some color on her lips.
And in our lesson, we learned that a good rule to follow is if you use a lot of color on your eyes, then you want to choose less bright lipstick for your lips. Did I get that right, Marie?
That's right, Peter. Good job. And if you wear less eye makeup, you want to choose bright lipstick for your lips. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
如果你化眼妆的时候用了很多种不同的颜色，那么就建议你不要选颜色太亮的口红。You want to choose less bright lipstick for your lips. 这是比较口语的表达方式。一开始的 you want to 并不是表达对方想要做什么，我们其实可以用这种说法来给对方的提醒或是建议。比如说，明天要出去玩，所以我对你说 You want to finish all your work today. 这是在告诉你，今天应该要把事情做完，明天才能出去玩。再举一个例子，你要去面试，我提醒你要提早出门，因为 You don't want to be late. 其实这是在提醒你，别迟到了。
So you want to choose bright lipstick for your lips so they look...colorful, right?
That's right. Wow, Peter, you are learning a lot today. You'll become a makeup expert very soon. Well, once Rebecca's makeup is finished, the makeup artist will do her hair.
Oh, that's right here. Hair is on top of our heads. I have brown hair.
And I have black hair. And thanks to our makeup artist, Alan, my hair looks beautiful. So, Peter...I want to give you a quiz, a makeup quiz.
Oh, no. Do I have to?
Don't worry. It's easy. Okay. The first question is, what are things like lipstick and foundation called?
Oh, that's just what we're talking about today. Makeup.
Great. All right. Next question. Do you think I should wear blue eyeshadow or purple eyeshadow this weekend? I can't decide.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't want to get involved.
All right. Well, I guess maybe right now we should review our keywords. Friends, let's review together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Makeup. Makeup. Are you wearing makeup?
Skin. Skin. Bob's skin.Turned red in the sun.
Dry. Dry. This plant is dry. It needs water.
cover. Cover. Tina covered herself with a blanket.
Powder. Powder. This powder looks like flour.
Lip. Lip. He touched his lips to her cheek. Okay, friends, don't forget to practice our keywords. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Oh. Hey, Ned. What's up?
Oh, man. I just finished running.
Yeah, you look pretty tired.
I know.
What happened?
My knees. I'm tired. And there's some pain in the... I need Super Sentence Man.
I heard someone's call for help. I am Super Sentence Man, and I'm never too far away. You need to use this sentence. Not only, but also. Like this. I'm not only tired, but also in pain.
I'm not only tired, but also in pain.
Excellent! That was a super sentence. Now, this is a very useful super sentence. Can you think of another way to use it? Stand up straight. Just for fun.
Well, I not only ran 10 kilometers, but also rode my bicycle for an hour.
Wow. I not only ran 10 kilometers, but also rode my bicycle for an hour. Super! What about you?
All right. I want to help my friend. He's not only my friend, but also my classmate.
Oh, so sweet. He's not only my friend, but also my classmate. Super, super, super. Remember, say it with me now.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Oh, no, Ned! Super sentence man, can you help me carry him?
You know, other people need a super sentence, but I'll find them later. Let's carry him to the hospital.
Thank you.
You know, he not only needs to rest, but also drink lots of water.
That way.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. I had no idea I'd learned so much about makeup today. You never know what we're going to do on eReport.
That's right. It's always kind of like a surprise. And Peter, you learned a lot today. I'm proud of you. All right, friends, join us for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.